Hi there, this is Paula from Sugarbox Coaching, and today I want to talk to you about being complicit and compliant in a relationship. As you know, part of my background is that I spent a really long time in a relationship where it was very toxic and very hard work, and I got out of it eventually, and I'm really pleased that I did because I now have a lovely, happy life. But I was in this relationship for a long time, and people sometimes say to me, well, if it was that bad, you know, how come you spent so long with him? And even my ex-husband would say that, you know, if it was that bad, surely you wouldn't have stayed. And there were various reasons why I did, and fear was one of them. Not fear that I would be hit or anything, but fear because when you put in this sort of position, you are convinced that you won't manage by yourself, and that's really, it keeps you frozen with inaction and fear. And that was the thing for me. I was so afraid that I wouldn't be able to cope, because he told me so often that that was going to be the case, that I didn't leave. And when it was time for me to leave, it was just absolutely at the wrong time for me. It was bad timing. I had no money. I had no resources or anything, and I just had to get out there and just make the best of it. And it took me a while, but I got there eventually. But we get into this situation where a lot of the time it just seems to be the case that we are accepting, and we're accepting the status quo, and we become in some ways responsible for the relationships that we have and the unhappiness that we have. So we do this by remaining quiet, because I'm not talking about a relationship that's full of domestic abuse and being hit and things like that, but what I am saying is being afraid of upsetting the status quo, you know, rocking the boat, that kind of thing. The absolute worst that would have happened to me is that I got the silent treatment, and I got that most of the time anyway. So had I asked, you know, have I done something to upset you? You know, take ownership of it. Is there something wrong, etc., etc.? Then maybe some of this could have been resolved. I'm not thinking really that this would have been, you know, happy ever after and I'd still be with him. But there may have been some situations where I could have turned the tables a little bit and would have felt better. But we do end up in this compliance and complacency and, you know, just anything for a quiet life. We accept what's going on. So we pretty much contribute to this because we put out the message that we're quite happy to accept this sort of behaviour from our partners. However you choose to deal with this is completely up to you. You may think that if you accept it and just stay, everything will be fine. You might think that you're going to have to leave. And for me, it was leave. I had no other choice. I had to leave. I was so unhappy. But bear this in mind, that when you are preparing to leave this relationship, or if you have left this relationship and you still have an attack of the guilt about it, you've done everything you can. And you are no longer accepting that this is all there is for you, and that this is okay, and this silent treatment is fine, and being put down is fine, and this toxicity in your relationship is fine. Once you start speaking up, either speaking up or deciding that's it, you move yourself out of the position of perhaps being a bit of a victim and being somebody who's empowered and can do what you want. Because let me tell you, no matter what your other half says to you, you can do whatever you want. So if you hear the words, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but I don't think you'll cope, don't listen to it. Just listen to your own voice, because that's the one that matters. Okay, so that's just a bit of a thought for the day, as I was kind of flicking through the internet and just seeing some thoughts on toxic relationships and so on. It just made me think back to mine. And there you go. So thank you. I'll speak to you soon. This is Paula from Sugarbox Coaching signing off.